Originally, I was going to tell you, share with you a verse that has to do with the Teres Chaim, but then I realized that there's a very geshmaka verse that answers a big shverakite in Navi. So I always have a yetzahara for this. So if you don't mind, I want to tell you a verse, not the verse on the Teres Chaim that I was going to say, but something I think you'll enjoy. Let me first tell you the connection to the Gemara. The Gemara says in Tapani Amid that when not Makabal Gerim, you might have a Mashiach, that in good times we're not Makabal Gerim, but nevertheless, they are Goyim who want to be Megayir, so they become Gerim Gerurim. Very hard expression. The Gerim Gerurim, Gerim who get dragged along. And Rashi says somehow they're Megayir Adi Atzman, they find a way to be Megayir even though we're not Makabal Gerim. Question is, what are Gerim Gerurim? So I'd like to tell you what the Rambam says Gerim Gerurim are, and then explain where this comes up in Nach. The Rambam, and I'm quoting to you from Shulchan Aruch, which brings the Lashon of the Rambam. It says that when somebody comes to be Megayir, we check him out. We say, this is not his Geiris, Shavu Geir Lez Geir, Baikim Acharav, Shama Beglal Mamon, maybe he's doing it for money. He's Megayir for money, we're not going to be Megayir him. Oy Mishum Srara, maybe some position, he's getting going to get a position. Gabbai job, sure. Or, we accept anybody for Gabbai here. I just don't if I take it. And, or maybe Fishaduchim. Maybe they're Fishaduchim. We check him out. And if we'll Megayir him if he's sincere. It says in Shulchan Aruch, Im Loi Bat Ko Achrav, if they didn't check, Oy, Shaloi Hediyu, or whatever happened that he was Megayir, Mol Vitovel Bnei Gimel Had Yaitis. He went, instead of getting a proper bezdin, he went, he got Gimel Ad Yaitis, he took in, like when you're Mataneda, you know, you call over three fellas, and they did a quick geiris. So what happens then? What happens if you don't know? He did it for a woman, he did it for money, he did it for Sarara. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, this Loshon in Rambam, Chayshishin Loi Achi is Baratzit Kasai. So Chiddush in the Rambam, that he becomes Geirin Gerurim. What's Geirin Gerurim? We don't know if this Geiris is real. He was Megayir to get married. He was Megayir for money. So we don't know. But Lamai said they were Megayir him. If he's sincere, even though he's getting money, it's a Geiris. We're Chayshish for the Geiris. We're not sure if it's real. Achi is Baratzit Kasei. How are you Baratzit Kasei? You're Baratzit Kasei if you're Megayir to marry this girl. And the girl jilts him. And now let's see what happens. Is he still interested in this? And then we see, Achi is Baratzit Kasai, if it's a real Geiris or not. But that's the Chiddush of the Rambam, that there's such a thing as a Geiris that's pending, that we're going to see what's happening. Megillas Rus, there's a Dava Pela. If we wouldn't learn Rus from when we grew up, constantly, we would say that it's the strangest thing. You have this Nomi and Rus, and they come back penniless to Eretz Yisrael, and the Boaz is the hero. If you read the words, Boaz sounds like a very stingy man. Boaz is the nephew of Nami. It's Elimelech's brother's son, a nephew. So you have this lady, a chashuva woman. She comes back, she's penniless, she has nothing. And she has Rus. Rus has nothing. Where do they get food? They go, they collect Lekha Shikhan Peya. And he brings back the Lekha Peya to her mother-in-law. And Boaz is a rich man. So Boaz is very kind. You know what he says? Imagine, his aunt comes back with no food to eat, and a first cousin, or his married first cousin, nothing to eat. And he says, you know, you can collect Lekha Shikhan Peya anytime you want. Al Talakti Besada Acher. Don't collect anywhere else. Only collect here. It's the strangest thing. Why doesn't he just send them money? Say, you don't have to collect with Daniyim. What are you doing? You're collecting with Daniyim? I'll send you food. I'll send you food. What's the big deal? It's a very, very strange behavior on the part of Boaz, who's a tzaddik, a shayfet hadar, and a wealthy man. Even an ordinary person, even one of us, if our aunt came back without food, we'd send them food for Shabbos. We'd send them food to eat. And he behaves very strange. He calls her, and Vayitzbat lo koli. Rashi says, Yitzbat lo, he gives her food between two fingers. This is how much food he takes, and he puts it on a plate. Very strange behavior. He should have taken a whole bucket of food and given it to her. What? Oh, good. So the Rav Shor Ner Gedaliahu brings a Ragachava. I saw the same vart in the Maloi HaEimer. They say it based on this idea of Gerim Gerurim. Now, this is the answer to even other difficulties. They say Rus was Megayer for what? To marry Machloi, into money, and into Sarar Elimelech was a man of high position. So she was Megayer, but it's something of a questionable Geirus. That's a real Geirus. So she came penniless, but she didn't stay. Exactly. So she came penniless. But maybe she came because she has this rich millionaire nephew, rich millionaire first cousin. So she's coming back. This rich millionaire is going to marry her and give her money and have Sarara again. It's questionable. Why is she coming back? What? Father was a king. It's a raya not for Sarara. It's a raya not for Sarara, right? So she comes back. So what does he say to her? Boaz tells her, "Huga hugedli asher sischa mesech, achrei moisi sheikh." Said, "I hear that you're continuing. Achrei moisi sheikh. It's no more for money. V'tazvi avich v'imech veres meladetech. Sarara, your father's a king, and you abandoned the place of the king. V'techol amishalei adat etzvol shulshan." So now, Boaz wanted to make clear to the whole world, he's not giving her money. He announced, "I'm not giving any money. And we'll see if she still stays." People are going to be chayshid. He came back. Hard to say she came back because Boaz will marry her. But she came back. She has a rich relatives. I mean, Nami told her that we have a Maidas Lanu, we have somebody we know who will help us. So he publicly showed, "I'm not giving you money." He made an announcement. He said, "Don't go in any other field. Go in this field and collect check, shekel, and pay it." Why did he do it? So the Ragachava says, because he wanted to show that she's sincere. I'd like to lashon the Rambam, I should disbar it to Kasa. And until the Geirus will be nisbar, if the Geirus will be nisbarer, so then everyone will agree that it's a sincere Geirus, and Mimela she's sincere. So for Karen, that's exactly what happened. She became like Eirin Gerurin. This answers a number of difficulties. One of the biggest problems in understanding the story of Rus is figuring out when she was Megayer. Now, you already heard this whole shtickle tire. Make believe it's 11:30. And I start off by telling you, when were they Megayer? On the one hand,
she married the guy.
She married Elimelech Gadol HaDor. It's inconceivable that he married off his children to a guy. Elimelech married off his children to Gaim. So it must be the Geirus was originally.
And sincere.
Well, he did something wrong. He's Megayer into marriage. What? I don't think so. I don't think they were Ketanis. If they were Ketanis, it'd be the mistake. But there's a problem. Because they were married, they died, many years passed. And the Gemara says, when they travel, Rus says to her, "I want to go with you. Asher telchi eilech, asher talini yolin, amech ami, elakayach alaykoi, kasher tamusi yamos, risham ekaver." So the Gemara says in Yevamis, the guys learning Daf Yomi are going to come to it, by the sugi of Geiris, and the Perikarol must be, from here we learn, when you megayah someone, you tell them mitzvahs mitzvahs kalos, mitzvahs mitzvahs chamurais. But shetechi elech, she told the hilchis tchum shabbos. Shetolini olin told the hilchis yichud, and vashetemusi amos told her the halachas of kfurah. I don't know if that's what you tell the gerim's megayah halachas of burying. But he told them mitzvahs mitzvahs. What are you talking about? Now 10 years earlier she was megayah. Now you're telling her mitzvahs mitzvahs kalos, mitzvahs mitzvahs chamurais. When was the gerim's? Also, Rus and Orpah. Either they were Megayer, they were Megayer. Let's say they were Megayer originally. In Zohar it says the Pharisees were Megayer originally. Then Orpah would have been Jewish. Orpah's Jewish. If Orpah's Jewish, what is Rus say? What is Naomi saying to them? Naomi's saying to them, "Go back home, go back to your father's house. Shavna b'noisai, zikanti Amati yeshi tikva, gami yisilish, gami lati bana halahinti saberna. What's she sending off? They won the guy already. Well, why are you sending them back? And not only that, he said, but timer, hine shava yivimtech, arpa goes back. Elamav elaliheha. Shuvi achre yivimtech, go back. What do you mean go back? If she was Megayer originally, the whole thing doesn't make sense. She's a Jewish woman. What are you saying? Go back to the house. According to this, the Ragachov is his side. It's so beautiful. There was Megayer originally. But it's Gerim Gerurim. It's Gerim to Shulchan Malachim. It's Gerim for Shiduchim. So Achi is Baritzit Kasa. Like the Rambam says. What's Achi is Baritzit Kasa? Your husband died. We don't have money. Naomi says, go back home. If you go back home, then the Geris is like Geris. Achi is Baritzit Kasa. It's Gerurim. We'll wait and see if it's a Geris. Rus said, Afal Pikei, that I'll come anyway. And since she came anyway, so it was a process of she is barit to kasa. Now it wasn't good enough to be nisbar to Nami, because Klal Yisrael had to accept her, so it had to be public. She went to Bayaz, and everything was public. So the Geiris was originally, and the Geiris was later. The Geiris was originally Gerim Gerurim. Later, Bishas, the Geiris is going to be real, so the Geiris was real. That's what happened later, the real Geiris. It also explains, because Boaz keeps on being meramis to her that we're going to get married. It's like a shidduch. Sometimes, you know, the guy keeps on being meramis, we'll get married, but he never proposes. Like it schleps. Chazal, the Gemara darshins, that all the things he gave her were ramazim to the shvatim that were going to come from them. He keeps on hinting we're going to, and you know, nothing happens. You know the story. Until one night, he's already ready to leave. He's ready to go home. They finished the whole threshing. It took 3 months. And then finally it happens. What's going on with him? So again, he was Meramis, he knew she's sincere. But he had to demonstrate to the world that she's sincere. So he was Meramis, thought we're going to get married. Vayitzbat lo koli, he makes a show out of it. He gives her with 2 fingers a little bit of food. He demonstrates to everyone he's not taking care of her. Memela, that's the Gerun Gerun. That's how she is Baritzit Kasa at the end. But some Sefer says, very geschmack, so when finally did this end? When they came, the Pasuk says at the end of the first Perek, that they came on B'tchilas K'tzias Sa'irim. That's on the first day of Pesach. At the time of the Omer is when they came back. 3 months later, some Sefer makes a cheshbon, is when she went to him in the middle of the night. You need 3 months always. Every ger needs 3 months of havchana for the geiris. So he went 3 months later. Some sefer says something. He says it. You can look it up. He says the following. He says, make a cheshbon 3 months. Tez Zayin, Tezvav, Pesach is Tezvav Nissen. Tezvav Iyar, Sivan Tammuz. So the Tchilas Ksirachitim is Tezayim. The Omer is Tezayim. So she had to wait 3 months. She waited till Tezayim. Why did she go that night? Some Sefer says, what's the next night? It's Shavasa B'Tamuz. The next night is Shavasa B'Tamuz. Shavasa B'Tamuz, you don't get married. For 3 weeks, you're not allowed to get married. That's a good question. So Sefer says, the next night was Shavasa B'Tamuz. You can't get married for 3 weeks. So he said, you better go tonight. It's Tezayin. It's exactly the window. The 3 months are up. And that's the window. And tonight's the night that you can get married. Otherwise, you're going to have to wait 3 more weeks. This man's an old man, you know. He may not make it. So hurry up. Go tonight and we'll seal the deal. We have to do it right away. He went that night. And Michael is asking that there were no 3 weeks. How do you know there were no 3 weeks?
It was a month.
Yeah. Had to be after the Churban, the first Tzaris of Shavasa B'Tamuz. What? For the bias reason. Okay, so it's a good. So Sefer says it anyway, and you know, in Shemayim it was already considered luchais. But the whole 3 weeks, so Shavasa B'Tamuz was the Amtsara, the Shabbat. Anyway, this idea, it just answers so many shverikai in the Megillas Rus. If we understand Gerim Gerurim, actually is Baritzit Kasa, it just answers all these difficulties in the first 2 parakim. I think it's just a geschmack idea, if you can remember it from tonight till Shavuos.